All right, so all your party guests have a hot drink in hand. But there's one thing left for every host to consider, and that's the music. And if you want your party to shine, you can't fall flat by playing the same tired old songs.
Well, you know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen,
Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen.
But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
Frosty the Snowman was a giant.
So for many of us, finding the right mix of music is just as important as perfecting any other recipe for the party. And here to help us cook up a great soundtrack to celebrate the holidays and welcome the new year is Felix Contreras. He's a producer for NPR's Arts Desk. Felix, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So there's always CDs out there that bill themselves as perfect holiday music and then come in bright red and green wrappers. What's wrong with those?
Nothing. There's nothing wrong with them, really. But they're not really conducive to building the excitement and building a party atmosphere. They just sort of fade into the background. But if you get the right mix of music, you can build from the opening notes of a party right through a crescendo and then the finale that sends everyone home smiling.
Okay, so be your own DJ is what you're saying here.
Pretty much, yes.
So should we consider different music if we're having a crowd than if we're having just a few people?
I usually don't. Because you can use the same music. Big parties, the music, it's in the background. In small gatherings, we can pay attention to the detail of the music and still feel a cause for celebration. You can still feel in the party mood, or you can be reflective.
All right. Well, listen, I've been doing a little entertaining, so I really want to pay attention here. What's up first?
Well, here we are. It's a big party. The guests are arriving. They're noshing. They're mingling. We need something relaxed yet interesting. We don't want to move the furniture for dancing. Not yet.
No, but you want to make them not pay attention to all the chores you didn't finish before they came
That's
over.
That's exactly right. So I'm suggesting some acoustic jazz. This is a band called Bug, and they're from California, and this cut is called Invernescence. Now, it's interesting music that will catch the ear of jazz fans, but that won't dominate the party atmosphere. Now, in the name of full disclosure, I have to say that the drummer for this band is an old friend from Fresno, California, Brian Hamada. I'm also playing this band because I'm suggesting something that would make a good New Year's resolution. Go out and find local jazz bands, buy their CDs, and discover the wonderful world of jazz musicians in your neighborhood or in your city.
I like that.
And you can impress your friends at parties, like a New Year's Eve party or holiday party, that you have the hippest jazz collection on the block.
So we moved past those frantic first moments where people are generally asking me, what, are we early? And now the guests are all there. The drinks are pouring. Conversation's going. And I want to keep my party on a good high.
Well, if you got a big crowd or a small crowd, you want to kick it up a notch. And this is the music to do it next. SEV, and it's from a Japanese electro jazz fusion band, whatever that is. But you can hear it for yourself. It's called 9DW, 9 Days Wonder. Magazine called Wax Poetics.
Nice name.
Now, they're offering very insightful music journalism, and they also run a small record label featuring artists well below the larger radar, but very well known among their readers. This particular album is a really cool, clear, green, mint green vinyl, which was really nice to see spinning around on the turntable. They're releasing vinyl again, and there are a lot of stores with used vinyls sections, but more and more new releases are coming out in vinyl. This particular cut keeps the toes tapping and moves us toward the next level of the party.
Dancing!
Correct.
Oh, yeah! Ritmo firme, inigualable que nunca pierde el sabor. Guaguancó de mi Cuba. Guaguancó, guaguancó.
This is an album called El Inolvidable, The Unforgettable, by the vocalist Tito Rodriguez. This is a reissue of some of his classic material from the early to late 1960s. This is the kind of music you would have heard in the Palladium in New York City in the late 50s, early 60s. This cut is called La Ley del Guaguancó.
And what's that mean?
It means the law of the Guaguancó. The Guaguancó is a very folkloric dance and music genre style that became the basis for a lot of that big band stuff you heard in the Palladium. It's a good example of the vocal chops of Tito Rodriguez, who was a contemporary of Tito Puente and a regular at the Palladium in New York. Tito Rodriguez died in 1973 of complications of leukemia, and this cut is a snapshot of his great, great big band sound that was popular during that time.
Abaneco, 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 abaneco. Aquí te traigo tu guaguancó para que baile. Bailalo, gózalo, la ley del guaguancó. Cacaricamo, tú no me asusta. Oye, mi guaguancó para que baile. Bailalo, gózalo, la ley del guaguancó.
You know, what I like about this is it can take us through the whole evening. For that matter, it could take us from all the way into the new year. But once you've danced, once you've chatted, once you're kind of beginning to recover your breath and people are leaving, you want to change the mood, then what?
Well, I'm the kind of person that gets thoughtful late at night.
Really?
Yeah.
After that had to be a moment.
After all the hullabaloo. So I've chosen something kind of quiet and introspective to send folks on their way. This is Sara Tavares, a Portuguese singer, composer, and guitarist. Now, her most recent CD is called Xinti. Very private, very soft, very compelling.
Very beautiful. What are the lyrics saying?
You know, I'm not sure. My Portuguese is non-existent, but it's close enough to Spanish for me to recognize the title as Voice of the Wind.
Voice of the Wind, and we're swept away on the really good mood that it provides.
Well, you know, it provides a nice, fitting post-midnight atmosphere for those, you know, small conversations that end up happening at the party around the fireplace, around the noshing table.
I'm coming to your parties instead of giving my own. Or we could just switch. I think we should do that.
We can do that.
I love it. Felix Contreras is a producer for the NPR Arts Desk and writes for NPR's jazz blog, A Blog Supreme. You have to check it out. And thanks so much for joining us in the studio for this great mix. And I just want to say Feliz Navidad.
Y próspero año nuevo a ti.
Gracias. Remember, at Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. And now that you've heard our holiday song list, we'd like to find out about yours. What sets the mood for your family and friends when they gather during this time of year? To tell us more and find the list of holiday music Felix recommended, go to our website, that's npr.org, select Tell Me More from the program page. And that's our program for today. I'm Jackie Leiden, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.